I've been all alone, truly. I gotta admit it. I tell you that you need to be coming home to me. No, it's been a minute. Never since you leave, I've been all alone, truly. I gotta admit it. It's been hard waking up for me. Even though you've been gone just a couple weeks. Mama telling me you gotta let it go for now. My dog's telling me to let it be. So if it hit the strip club, that's a recipe. But I tell him nah, I'ma take it home for now. It ain't over. See, I want my girl, I want her right now. Don't want her road, I want go home, I want her right now. I'm all alone and I didn't mingle at night now. Watch every note, say I got missing on her right now. To be coming home to me. I know it's been a minute. I never seen you leave. I've been all alone, truly. I gotta admit it. I tell you that you need to be coming home to me. I know it's been a minute. I never seen you leave. I've been all alone, truly. I gotta admit it. Baby girl, you need to be coming home to me. I know it's been a minute. I never seen you leave. I've been all alone, truly. I gotta admit it. I tell you that you need to be coming home to me. Know it's been a minute. Never since you leave, I've been all alone, truly. I gotta admit it. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. What's up? What's up? Welcome. Welcome back to another episode of Quality Time TV. Yo, that was a video from Newborn. Shout out to Newborn. That video is fire. Definitely.
Shout out Newborn. Yo, that video, Newborn, hard, bro. Hard. He out in Miami. He out in Florida right now doing this thing. Next big up and coming artist on the reggae wave. You already know. And right now, that Afro tip jumping. You feel me? Afro beat tip. We all know what it's. Let me stop. But, yeah, that way you're jumping right now. And me and him got something on the way too. Newborn, don't worry. Soon shell the place, my love.
Yo, when am I gonna get that record? When am I gonna get that record?
Yo, bro, I'm not gonna hold you. Newborn, I'm in the studio.
Yo, Newborn, Thursday, I need that song. I need it. I need it in my Serato, man. Please, yo, please.
If y'all want to know, if y'all want a preview, go to Newborn IG, N-U-B-A-W-N, and check his video. It's, oh my, bro. Just check his little page, fire. I'm not going to hold you. Just make sure I get that record. Respect.
But
respect.
Shout out to everybody that's in the chat. I see all you guys. Thank you, everybody who came back. We love having you guys here each and every week. Shout out to everybody that's listening, that's watching us on YouTube, watching us on Twitch, Periscope, wherever you checking in at. We love all of you. Welcome to another episode of Quality Time.
Baby, you talking about that syndication. We everywhere, nigga. Don't worry.
Yes, big thing.
Let me stop. BT, I got that check.
Yo, let's see who's in here. Let's shout a couple people out real quick. So we got moving forward. Thank you for coming back. Beautiful headaches. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. L Dot, I see you. Majid Scoop, thanks for coming back. Rhonda, I see you too. Thanks for coming in. Miss CeCe baby, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Building me back. Thanks. And then Newbon, I see you too, bro. I see you too. But as we know, we don't get a lot of time. IG likes to cut us off after an hour. Yes, so we're gonna hop right into it. So before we get started, man, I'm gonna pull up two screens, and we actually posted this on the Quality Time page today. And it was two quotes from the game.
And, damn.
So
watch niggas BT.
Yes. Yes.
Best, right?
Back in 2012, we had this little quote from the game. Kanye with Kim now. I'm happy for that nigga. Disrespect him or wifey, I'll slap you for that nigga. Mm-hmm. Right? And
allegedly.
And then recently we had another quote from Mr. Game. I held Kim Kardashian by her throat, nigga. Made her swallow my kids until she choked, nigga. And this was Jesus. 2019.
Yo, what's that? 7 years, my nigga? What could have gone so wrong? I mean, it was a whole lot of Trump involved in that, I'm sure, too. But that's legit. That's the only explanation I could give Game for, like, going at this nigga head like that, bro. Mm-hmm. That's beast, though.
Yeah.
I mean, MAGA had a side, bro. You ain't have to violate. But then again, this is a topic I don't even too like jumping on because there's no women in the chat, like to give that perspective. So if we have any women in the audience, please give your perspective. But to me personally, I feel Kim K makes herself too easy of a target. Like and on top of that, Kanye makes himself too easy of a target by drawing attention to his antics and his fuckery. So when you got somebody like Kim K as your wife, it's easy for people to try to come at her to get at you. You feel me? Mm. And then to make it worse, when you get on IG Live and you talking about, oh, nobody disrespect my wife, and you calling niggas out and shit. And it's like, bro, like, yeah, like right before that, your wife was on IG with her legs spread eagle in like a thong or some shit and said she was advertising a bikini or something.
Trap in the chat says, bro, they want that though.
Yeah, who's they though? Because I feel like as a young black man in this movement, #MeToo, you feel me? I feel like there's a resurgence of that. I don't know that we want to find a quality woman that doesn't have to, like, you know, expose herself all the damn time to feel like she has something of value. I feel like at the end of the day, one thing women have to understand, I'm giving y'all free game right now on some Steve Harvey shit, and please, my niggas, don't crucify me. But one thing y'all really need to understand is men don't care about that shit. And that's the reason, if you want to make it simple, that's the reason why they can have sex with a million different females, but love one completely. Because they really don't care about all that you being naked and twerking on the gram and all. Y'all control everything. Pussy run the world. Niggas do anything for pussy. If you want to get historical, the Trojan War was started. You feel me? The Trojan War was started because of pussy. Like, somebody went to a different country, stole a nigga wife, and son said, I talked to my army, nigga, and came back and slaughtered motherfuckers. You feel me? Women have to learn that they're in control and they're more powerful than they even know, clearly. Because until that happens, they're gonna keep looking for escape rooms to blame somebody and scapegoats. Like, y'all gonna say, oh, men want that. That's why we do it. You think if women didn't walk around in fucking business suit, like power suits all day, niggas wouldn't be like, oh, look at her sexy ass working that suit. Like, they wouldn't have a choice.
We got a couple of stuff going on in the chat. Socio Trap says it's a publicity stunt. Steve Harvey is the last person any woman or man should be taking advice from. Dude literally has the worst track record. LOL. Ernst, thank you for tuning back in. Thanks for tuning in, Ernst. Socio Trap says history says otherwise, bro. The Bible says otherwise.
Well, now, fuck history, man. I'm not gonna take it there with the Bible, but let's
my thing is with all of this is what could have really happened for it to change this way? And one of the reasons what we were talking earlier, you know, I said does hip hop have etiquette? And the reason I asked this question is because as a DJ, I had this conversation about a week ago where there's DJ etiquette, where there's certain things you do and certain things that you don't do. One thing that I even posted on my story that said, if you're the opening DJ, you don't play all the hits. You save that for the whoever the headliner is. And, you know, we just have certain etiquette. But in hip hop, is there etiquette where there's certain things that you can do and you can't do? You know, does that exist? Like, was the game, he posted something after that and was like, I didn't get into hip hop to be nice. Like, I mean, does he have the right to say this then?
As far as the DJ etiquette and shit, I feel like when it comes to DJing, like, yeah, look at it like this. Say you in competition with another DJ and you play in the same party, you might go against DJ etiquette and drop all the bangers and shit before the party even gets started like that. So when the next dude come on, you fucking up his set. You feel me? But that's really on some bad mind shit. I believe when it comes to y'all, y'all more would like come together and work with each other because all of y'all trying to eat off this party and the party got to do good for y'all to eat. When it comes to hip hop though, one of the pillars of hip hop is competition, rap battling and shit like that. So like you're always going to have that as an aspect of hip hop until it becomes something completely different from what it is known to be. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But the etiquette behind it, like how you approach niggas, how you rap battle, I don't think there's no... Bro, niggas was talking about fucking people, dads in the butt with a broom and shit, and wow. Biggie, and niggas... Oh, bro, there's been way worse said, my nigga, to people. You talking about niggas with fucking sickle cell. Jay-Z was talking about...
yeah, and the whole thing that happened with like, Pusha and yeah, 40 bro, and Drake.
And I didn't even want to go to that because that's easy money. Like,
in the chat. Samara, thanks for tuning in. Socio Trap says, about woman being in control from a woman's point of view. Motivated... Ward, thanks for tuning in. Shy C, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for coming back. Socia says, like, not saying that women don't have power, but it's a complex game of human nature. So, yeah, too much to write. LOL. She says, whoa, I think that was about the whole broomstick thing that you were just talking about. Let us know in the chat, too. Cool. Let us know in the chat what you guys think. Is there etiquette in hip-hop? Nirvana, thanks for tuning in. Let us know. Do you guys think that there's etiquette in hip-hop? Certain things that you can or can't say. Is there a certain way that you should be acting? Certain things that you should be doing, because I get what you're saying. I 100% understand. Like, you know, at the end of the day, hip hop is a competition. But I feel like there's certain things that you should be putting. Like, we always ask the question: is there rules in beef, in hip hop beef? And if we have to have that conversation, then there's rules. At the end of the day, you can't deny it.
I feel where you're coming from with that sentiment, but. Two, you also got to look at it like this. Like, yeah, there's certain rules and shit. And, like, one rule is you got to be able to back up what you're saying because you could come at somebody neck, talk about their mom. But if he come punch you in your mouth, you got to hold that because that's a rule of hip-hop. Back up what you're talking about. You feel me? You got to be about what you talk about.
So, and I, like, that's etiquette then.
Yeah, that's etiquette. But as far as where you could take it, like bar wise or trying to expose a nigga, I don't think there's no rules to that shit. And there should maybe there should be because there's even rules to war, my nigga, with the Geneva mm-hmm. Convention and shit like that. So it maybe there should be, maybe that would help. But so far, when it comes to our culture, that seems to only be a benefit when niggas take it OD far, other than when it comes to Biggie and Tupac. But
beef, Nirvana says beef and hip hop isn't the same. Socio Trap says, but isn't that people being their individual selves? DJ Fame, thank you for tuning back in. He says, facts. What are we screaming up, about man? Today? Right now, we're talking about hip hop etiquette. The same way how DJs have etiquette, certain things you can and can't do. Is there etiquette in hip hop? And if there is, let us know what you think those rules are.
Remember the man behind me. Y'all see who that is, right? He said Jay-Z and Rockefeller Records wanted beef. Like, come on, bro.
That record was raw. 100%.
Come on, Ether, bro.
But like you said, you have to be able to back it up. And I think that's a part of etiquette. But it's right. bringing somebody's wife into a situation, bringing up the dead in a situation, is that crossing the line?
I mean, as far as the dead, I feel like the dead is crossing the line because they can't defend themselves. So that's like some bitch ass shit, like to talk about somebody that's dead. But bringing up somebody's wife, bro, like I'ma keep it a buck. Unless your wife is like, but then again, niggas don't give a fuck because your wife could be the most respect. Your wife could be Michelle Obama. they're gonna still come at her some crazy way. You feel what I'm saying? So I really don't, as far as that, I don't think there's no rules. But to the chat, Socio Trap says some rappers have respect and know not to cross the line. There's other rappers that are wild disrespectful. DJ Fame threw the eyes out. Nirvana says everyone always go back to Pac and Biggie because that was beef on the street and in music. Facts. I guess that's what she mean by when she says the game has changed. It definitely changed. It's less people, but I mean, there's still people getting touched and shit like that. But even now, I don't even be known if that shit is true, because a lot of people be like filming shit from afar, different angle, and then bust two shots in the air and niggas scattering.
Yeah,
like,
but I mean, there was a point in time people was dying over beef. I think that's what she said.
Yeah. No, but I'm talking about her saying it changed. Yeah, it definitely changed. And Socio Trap says, but I don't think it's hip hop having rules, it's people being people. B Barcina says etiquette and respect as well, not just in hip hop, but overall in life. Respect, my nigga. Socio Trap says, I feel like beef back then was real. Nowadays, this is all for clout. It's like a game. Shout out Arce Girl. We see you. Thank you for joining the live. We talking about etiquette. We talking about, is there etiquette in hip hop? Is there lines that can and can't be crossed in hip hop? What do you think they are? Who do you think are some people that are habitual line steppers? You feel me? Let us know in the chat.
And thank you everybody that's tuned in right now. If you on IG, Twitch, YouTube, we see all of you guys.
Periscope, all of that.
We love all of you. Thanks for tuning in.
Wanda Rock said, I'm looking forward to Tory Lanez talk because he bodied that freestyle.
That's why we're warming up right now with the hip hop etiquette. Because the first person to violate out of all of this, I think, was the game. The game was really the one who came out straight violating people with this line, you know. But like the game, him and Ye was cool. They had records together, man. They had records together.
And they had like a hit together, like not even just a record, like that shit is crazy. And just like, what could Kanye have done to the game that bad? You feel me? I don't know like the inner workings of the industry and shit as far as like they personal relationships, but like the only thing I've seen Kanye do wrong to anybody is support Donald Trump. Back to the chat. We spoke about Rhonda. Nirvana says, look at Nicki and Cardi, for example. Cardi was about the street shit. Nicki ran to her show. Ooh, facts. Facts. Cardi was like, niggas on sight. And even then, Nicki tried to front and get somebody else to do the dirty work. You feel me?
Yeah.
Cooler than mints. Thanks for joining, bro. We see you. Socio Trap says, for real, Nirvana, you right. Uh-oh, we got camaraderie in the chat. I hear it. What's up? Nobody else got opinions? Let's hear some perspectives from the fellas in the group, man.
Yeah, fellas, where you at, man? Is there hip-hop etiquette? Is hip-hop etiquette a thing? Like, do we have etiquette for each other? Is there certain things we can or can't do? Like, I mean, I think that there is, even beyond the beef stuff, I think that there's stuff that you can't do. Like, if somebody's putting on an artist, I feel like you shouldn't interfere with that. You know, like, if for example, we heard, I recently heard about Soulja Boy talking about the Migos, and the Migos was the first people that put Soulja Boy put Migos on. And then on top of that, Travis Scott was at his house at the same time. And what I respected was when they asked, yo, who is he? Soulja Boy responded by saying, oh, you don't know Travis? That's Kanye's artist. You know, I think that's etiquette right there, where you saying, all right, the OG, this is his artist. Like, this is who this is. And you're gonna say that. That's etiquette at the end of the day.
Just him reaching out, period, is kind of good hip-hop etiquette. Because he could have took it the other way where, you know, these old heads, as they call them, just shun shit. And, like, even if you don't like it, at least give them something. Like, at least help mentor them. Help make them into the type of artist you want them to be. But to the chat, Socio Trap says, people want to judge Cardi for being trashy, but Nicki is constantly talking about how she's going to body someone. You can't talk shit and not you can't talk shit and not be about it. Prezi Supreme, shout out. We see you. Socio Trap says, because if that shit happened on the block, it would have been a wrap for Nicki and no one would have judged Cardi. True. Facts. Cardi done washed a couple bit. Matter of fact, speaking of, Nicki even snitched on her and almost got her into some shit because some bitch got beat up at a strip club or something like that, and she fake exposed Cardi for being the one that set it up. Almost got her into some. So she, aside from not keeping it street. If she wanted to take it there, she also snitched. But that's another topic. B-Bar Cena said, most people nowadays love to do the talk, but everyone knows a dog who barks a lot won't bite when time to bite comes. Facts. Facts. Big fact. Sociotrap, you both are right. But again, it comes down to the individual and who you are as a person. Nirvana says, nah, everyone from all hoods and in poverty felt Kanye and what he was speaking on every single track. He just going through a lot right now, laughing my ass off.
I want to go with Socia says, and she said, but it comes down to the individual and who you are as a person. Does that mean that certain people get passes because of who they are? Like, because a person's a trap rapper, do they get a pass to say some wild stuff? But then if Chance the Rapper says it, we go, oh, wow, why did you say that? Like, you're Chance the Rapper.
I don't think they get a pass. I think the response is just going to be different. Like, at the end of the day, if Chance say suck my dick and Gucci say suck my dick, it's still suck my dick. You feel me? Like, back in the day, somebody had to die. Like, they said, like they be saying, back in the day, they said that somebody had to die. Like, that don't change. But the response to Chance is going to be, oh, I'm fucking appalled. I'm appalled. How could it?
Burn his CDs.
Chancellor, oh my god.
Chancellor.
Like, he dead ass. Let me see in the chat. Shia just said, Nikki be needing help from outsiders for validation. She knows she's losing in the game. She's done. Shit. Damn. That's powerful. That's powerful words. Her career over? Maybe. Socio trap. All right, this is gonna be long. Oh shit, we got something coming. Nirvana, the world dubbed Nikki after hating. After she was hating, or after
had to be after she was hating, because it got obvious after a while.
Yeah,
it's like we talked about it on the show. You know, after a while, you could tell that Nikki she wanted to feel. She felt like she was losing her spot, and she is. And that's gonna happen to you as an artist. But how do you stay relevant? You know, Jay-Z talks about it in his interviews. He says, like, he's here to stay for the long run. He's not here just for this quick moment. I think Nikki got high. She got a high from that quick moment, and then she started to lose it. In the chat, Socia says, laughing my ass off at, she's saying laughing at Nirvana says, after hating on Cardi. Shy says, yes, people lost respect because of her hating. Her fans even turned on her. I loved her.
Hey, man, if y'all want to go back to History Hour again, some shit called the Thucydides trap. I think it's some philosopher back during Sparta and fucking Athens time, that Athens was the power, Sparta was on the come up, and they was like, it was inevitable for them to go at it. But, like, I don't think it's an inevitability. Like, just because you're big, you're coming up, and a next person is already established, y'all can't work together. Like, goes back to what we was talking about earlier when I said I feel like the game is starting to change because of the influence of the South. And now just stop and think. Even when you think Southern, you think friendly, you think welcoming, Southern hospitality, right?
Southern comfort. So,
right. You feel me? And artists from the South are quick to fuck with each other. Like, they quick to help each other up. They quick to extend the hand and be like, this is how you do it. You sound hot. Let me throw you on. You feel me? So now the makeup of the game is starting to change, where it's more buddy-buddy, more niggas doing shit. Like, look at Lil Baby and Gunna and shit like that, you feel me? It's more niggas coming out and they helping each other get hot together, you feel me? Other than it just simply being about competition and rap battling. And so, I mean, that could be a good thing. That is a good thing. Fuck that, because we got to come together to expand. Yeah, we could do good individually and having a king, but how about a kingdom? How about a United States of America? Let's take over the world, you feel what I'm saying?
Word.
Back to the chat.
Chat's jumping right now. Thank you once again, everybody, for tuning in too. And if you guys want, share the video with your friends, share the live stream, let them come in.
And remember, we giving away. Well, you could join our rewards program. You can join our rewards program. So let your friends know. The more people that come, the better the rewards. Remember that. Sapphire Green, what's up? Thank you for tuning in. Socio Trap says, about the whole Chance thing and other dude, to reply, I feel like when a person presents themselves one way, then people can't help but see them that way. Instead of understanding that as an artist, you grow and do different things. Right. So if Chance in a mood to say, suck my dick, he should get a pass. But will people give it to him? Nah, because they used to him being a certain way. Respect. That was a valid fact.
Yep.
Nirvana says Nicki knew to sit her ass down when Lil' Kim came in. Big facts. I'm still waiting on that. I'm still waiting on that. The Queen Bee has spoken, nigga. But Socio Trap says, like when Lil Wayne made that dope ass rock album that no one in the hood fucked with but me. No one fucked with it, but it was actually dope. But because it wasn't gangsta or typical rap, no one fucked with it. He got no pass. Ocean Walls, what's up? We see you. Newborn. Niggas, Newborn says niggas need to stop worrying about being the best and just make good fucking music. Mm. Lord, right. Stamp.
Hold on, hold on. We go into the next topic because of that though.
Kaya, thanks for pulling up. We see you. Hope you come back more often. Yes, we see you.
Hold on, we gotta go to the next topic. We gotta go to the next one just because of what before Newborn said. You got something?
Before we let end, me know. Socio Trap says because they used to him being a certain way. All right, so we ended off on that. Next topic.
So, right, boom. So, Newborn just says, niggas need to stop worrying about being the best and just make good music, right? Big now facts. We got this whole situation with Don Q and Tory Lanez going on, right? What happened exactly? What was the situation?
All right, let me try to break it down from what I think I know. You know there's always 15 million stories out there.
Especially in hip hop. Right,
so, especially in hip hop. All right. So to me, what I know is that Tory Lanez, maybe a year ago or some shit like that. Oh my God. Early. Oh my. Wait. Can we get to the topic first? Jesus. All right. Tory Lanez had went up to Funk Flex to do a freestyle. Must have freestyled like a whole Don Q bar or damn near the whole freestyle, some shit like that. So niggas was coming at him like, yo, this nigga's a biter. What's this clown at? First and foremost, you a singer, not a rapper. Now you talking about you freestyling and you bit a nigga's whole shit. You a clown. Niggas was clowning him. So he said, I'm going to show y'all that I really does this. I'm going to show y'all that I can write. And he started like dropping heat and shit. Cool. So niggas started respecting his bars, his lyrics. And then I believe he started saying like he was the best rapper because, you know, he's feeling himself now. Like he's trying to prove a point. So then Royce da 5'9" at first. That's the earliest person I know. I think he might have been like, he might have said some subliminal shit. And then Tory Lanez responded and was like, yo, suck my dick, old nigga. Some shit, some wild shit like that. Yeah. So Royce da 5'9" was like, hold up. Like, I get it. Like, I get you trying to have your moment, but nigga, this is real shit over here. Like, watch your mouth. Like, you telling a grown nigga, suck your dick, boy. Like, I'll handle you. So Tory Lanez basically was like, oh, nigga, suck my dick again. You feel me? Like,
yo, eyes going off in the chat.
Somebody must have called Tory Lanez or whatever. They must have sat down between the both of them, spoke it out, because they knew Royce was on some serious shit. Like, Royce da 5'9", if y'all don't know him, look him up. He's not one to fuck with. You feel me? So they squashed that, and then Joyner Lucas, another up-and-coming nice nigga, must have came out, and he decided to throw shots at Tory Lanez, right? To show, like, he got bars. So Tory Lanez went back at him. Nigga said Tory bodied him, which was shocking to me. I didn't pay attention to it because I wasn't taking him serious. Like, you're a singer. You feel me? So the verdict was Tory body him, cool. So now Don Q finally came out and was like, yo, this nigga stole my whole shit. That's how he got live on the freestyle. I'ma go at this nigga neck. I'ma try to kill him. And then he dropped the freestyle, I'm not joiner. Yeah. And yeah, it was all right. I'm not gonna hold you. I listened to today. It was all right. He, you know, it's Don Q shit, you feel me? But I just
can't wait to go to the chat because Shy's going off right now. You would have thought this was a roasting session.
last point. So Tory Lanez threw up a video hop coming out the airport like, yo, the king's head got in the studio and dropped Don Queen and my man's. Like, I think he was trying to kill Don Q's career. Like, I feel like that's personal. Yeah. Like, Don Q might have took one of his bitches back in the day because
you don't come out like that. Yo, let's just go to the chat because they's going off right now. So Shago starts off and says Tory a biter, Tory a clown. Socio Trap says, like how it used to be, good music and sending a message, not everyone wanna be the best. Then Shy says, Tory a lame. So she says, they ain't no best if everyone got their own flavor of music. Tory goes, Tory make good music, but he's a copycat. Oh, so she starts laughing. And then Shy goes, Toy Corey copy paste looking ass boy.
looking ass boy. Toy hairline so far back he can start a new fake ass. Look at you.
Yo, Socio says I'm crackling the ugliest laugh ever. Rhonda goes, his bars were facts. I guess she's talking about Tory.
Come on, Tory. I don't care nothing about what he did, but he killed Don. Yeah, I'm not gonna hold you. Like he did. Like I said, I wasn't taking it serious at first because I didn't take Tory serious like that. But after hearing that, boy, like the man, he told him he got that hurt dirt. Like, yeah. And I don't know if it was that, but he's talking about flaring up. And as far as flaring up, I know that's what happened with hurt dirt. So you know what I'm saying?
Yo, boy. He was. And then my thing is too, when I was listening to
shout out Bella Bells, by the way, we see you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Yo, thank you, everybody that is tuned in. Be sure to share the live video with your friends. There's a little arrow on the bottom. You can send it out to everybody. The more people that tune in, the bigger the prizes. Welcome to quality time. Time well spent. Anyways, besides the point, let's go. So, I didn't really like the beat selection of Don Q. I'm not going to lie. I didn't like the beat that he chose. And I think that held him back.
Hold on, bro. My bad for cutting you off, but before I forget, you just brought up something amazing by saying that. Mm-hmm. You reminded me that it literally was a replay of fucking Drake and Meek Mill.
Yeah. Like,
Meek Mill was stuck on the old school way of rap battling, and Tory Lanez said, I'm going to make a fire song where I'm cutting your ass.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to win nowadays with these younger niggas. Like, they don't care about the bars and it. Like, just make a fire song and cut ass.
Yeah,
but my bad.
No, you're right. You're 100% right. That's what it was. I felt like Don Q's diss track felt like it came out of 2003, and you know people aren't gonna relate to that anymore. And you know I could say for Don Q, I like Don Q. He's a great artist, but I feel like his sound is a little outdated, and I think that's why A Boogie can get to the level where he is, because A Boogie does have his own unique sound. Don Q, I feel like I've heard him before. And when I heard this, even when the song started, like, it was cool. But when I heard the energy that Tory Lanez was putting out, it was a different energy. And that's what it's all about. You got to have energy on the track.
Right. Look at the show you went to, True Masters. Shout out True Masters.
Yes, shout out True Masters.
Shout out Atlas the Plug. But I forgot the dude's name. Fuck. He bodied that shit. It was both of them. It was my nigga Henny Mac. And just don't worry, I'll figure them out. We'll post them later. But the energy them niggas was showing, like they took over the complete show.
Yeah.
And they had balls, but energy matters, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, everything. That's big.
I mean, look at Ether. Like, we want to talk beef records. Look at how Nas came out on Ether compared to Takeover. Mm-hmm. Like, that energy when he came out, he's screaming FJZ. That's the first line.
What's up, nigga? Say, I know you ain't talking about me, dog.
You what?
Y'all been on my dick, nigga.
You love mama. Stop. Come on, man. Hold on.
Can we get a couple seconds for the God?
Hold on.
In Nazareth.
Yo, shout out to Queens. Fact, just saying. Dude. Shout out to Queens.
Shout out Queens on that one. But it's an uptown thing. You already know what it is, nigga.
So in the chat, let's see.
Fuck Jay. That's what
Nas said on the track Ether. King African Mac, welcome back. Thank you for tuning in, bro. Shout out to King African Mac too, man. That's one of our peoples over here, man. We love you, bro. Shot says because they about to get it. So going back to Don Q and Tory Lanez, I feel like that energy had a lot to do with why people were saying Don Queen was a better record. He came out with the heat. I want to see what happens next. Like, how is Don Q going to respond? I don't know. Did he respond yet? Was there any responses?
Honestly, I hope it's done, like Tory said in this one round, because legit, he broke him down. Like, he spoke about everything, his money, how his street cred, talking about niggas don't got guns like that.
Yeah, he's under A Boogie.
He could pay Highbridge niggas to clap you in your own hood. Like, nigga, you ain't got no bread. You got herps. You got... Bro, like, where that was like M at the end of 8 Mile, like, bro.
King African Mac, what's the topic? Right now, we're talking about this Don Q Tory Lanez situation, and we're gonna be talking about top hip hop songs of the decade. since we talk about beef records and we talking about the best ones.
Wait, Shy, watch your mouth about boring ass Nas. You got? Do you not see who the fuck? Let's kick out now. Nah, let me stop.
I ain't touching that. I ain't touching that.
You gotta chill. Oh my god.
King African Max. It sounds like Tory did his research. You 100% right. Big you 100% right. Yeah.
That's one
you can't.
Difference.
You can't go into a beef and not have nothing to talk about. Like we see it time and time again. 100% is you have to have. You have to know what you're talking about. You look at, we talk about Ether. Nas did his research. We gonna talk about Pusha T Drake beef? Come on. Pusha did his research.
Yeah.
He exposed Pusha. That Drake got a whole kid.
Pusha made like the fucking guidelines for research with that one. Like, nigga, how you dig up somebody's baby? Like, yo, come on, bro.
Newborn says it's not what you say, it's how you say it. 100%. It's that energy. It's that energy. King of Africa, Mac. Yeah, nah, chill. And the GOAT. Sociotrap says, fact, newborn. Rhonda says, Don Q made a post. He's in the studio, so he may come back with some heat, but I don't know. Winter White, thank you for tuning in. Welcome back. Welcome back. Shy says, my opinion. But, I mean, he has to really dig. He got to ask some questions. He got to have his research. He got to have a fire beat. The song got to come out sounding wild crazy, but you can't just do what you did on I'm Not Joiner. You can't at all.
Bro, research, he's going to have to study for the SATs for that shit. Like, and that's impossible to study for. So, my nigga, I don't know what he going to do. Keep it at that. Like, how do you, first and foremost, you're playing from, you lost yards, my nigga. You just lost 30 yards. You feel me? So, you got to catch up. You got to catch up first.
And your QB's injured.
And your QB's injured. ACL gone, bro. Yeah. Like, you playing catch up right now, bro.
I want to know like how A Boogie feel about all of this, man.
A Boogie, please, I pray he don't say nothing. Let that little player fight. Because I don't even want A Boogie to become a casualty of that shit.
Yeah, this is like you walking down the block and a brolic dude comes smack this shit out your friend. What are you gonna do? What? Yo, yo you knocked out. Bros, I'm not gonna fight him because if we both knocked out, who gonna wake who up?
Who gonna wake?
Like, who's going to revive whose career at this point?
Yo, we need all the Bronx niggas possible, man. Come on.
Y'all need to come together like Captain Planet. Captain Vulture, BX. Nigga. Captain BX.
Yo, shout out. My boy, Authentic. I see you, bro. Good looks for tuning in. You see? Love. I respect, but back to the topics. Don Q versus Tory Lanez. Let us know what y'all think. Let us know who you think won. So far, everybody's consensus seems to be Don Q took that. I don't even know why he did that weak shit. Like, well, it wasn't weak though. That's the thing about it. It was just it was for a different era. Put it like that.
Yeah, it was 2003. But speaking of 2003. All right, so we could get into the next topic. We've been talking about some stuff from the past, right? And
shout
I just want
to
bring this.
That's Roaches.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh yeah, yeah. Thank you, everybody that's tuned in. We see all of you guys. King African Max says Don Q don't got the public perception on his side. That's very true. Chai says I think nothing of him.
You see, and that's where I was with the whole. I'm like, it's Tory Lanez, bro. Ain't he like 4'7"? Why
size
country?
Don't mean he was rapping though.
I get it.
They lowered the mic and he got busy. You feel me?
But tough shit though.
Oh no, man.
Unless you
growing up, the little small tiny dude was the wildest kid in the class.
Bro, unless you talking about how much niggas you gonna hire to put in work or how much goons you gonna get. Like, no, cut it out.
King African Mac, you're right. They both are short.
Also, he will get punched in his face. All right, let's set this up. Let Quality Time be the moderators.
Let's get Tory and Don Q on the show.
Don Q and Tory Lanez, fight of the decade, nigga.
Who we going to have it on Quality Time? And we're going to get hilarious. Paid at the end of it. Remember, it's Quality Time TV, time well spent. You tune in, you get paid. Let's make it happen. So I'm going to go into this next thing. We're talking about a little bit of history. I saw this post from at Rap Debates on IG. Shout out to them. And they said, if you had to come up with a list of the best 10 songs of the decade, which songs would you choose? I'm just going to pull up some of the songs that they had chose on their list, and I want to know what you guys think. first song they had was it was the first one they had. They had Pusha T. Speaking of him, they had Runaway. And next up, we had Tyler Creator, Smuckers featuring Kanye and Lil Wayne. I'm seeing a pattern here. Anyways, I'm gonna keep it going. Next they had what was this one? I forget. They had Jay-Z and Kanye again, Murder to Excellence. I'm seeing a real pattern here.
We know who's winning the producer.
I'm seeing a pattern, but then we got Kendrick Lamar, Pimp a Butterfly, which is a phenomenal album. I think one of the best albums of the decade. And another Kendrick was a Song About Me, which was really good too. So I just want to ask y'all, what do you guys think was some of the songs of the decade? Like, we've been talking about the past 10 years. What do you guys think? What's happening in the chat? It looks like it's jumping right now.
One thing I would say is Cushion Orange Juice. Let's keep it a buck. Wiz started a whole wave.
Hold on. Let's do this first, bro. What are the credentials that we're putting down to say that something is a song of the decade? What are some of the credentials?
Two off the top of my head I could think is, did it start like a whole movement or like shift culture?
Yeah.
Did it create a new sound for it within hip hop? When I'm gonna go back and credit Dej Loaf, because personally I feel like people told me I'm bugging, but I feel like A Boogie sounds like Dej Loaf. You feel me? So like
100%.
When Dej Loaf started that whole wave, then A Boogie hopped on and that shit took the fuck off. You feel me? Like that like shit like that, or like a Tekashi where like your presence is fucking overwhelming, and the song like Gummo, nigga, got the blicky if it when you hear that, like shit going nuts, bro.
I think that's valid.
Or even like, you remember that I pack in 11 and pack in 11?
Yeah, hey, that was the beginning of the mumble rap era.
Bro, but that song, bro?
So then, I think that Stug has a really big influence. In the chat, real quick. Let's see what's happening.
Ooh, chat going nuts.
Chat's going crazy. Socio says, y'all dead coming at Tory's neck. Winter says,
heightism.
I fake feel like, Shy says, I fake feel like Tory be trolling. He like an attention seeker. That's what he bites off niggas. He wants that conflict. Socio says, damn, that would take me forever to make the list. Like, how can we pick? Yeah, we're going through the credentials right now. King Africa Max says, Panda, Runaway, Panda. Lifestyle. You're just talking about that. Frank Ocean songs. Winter says, Kendrick. King Africa Max is Swag Surfing, 100%.
Swag Surfing facts.
Meek Mill, I think he's talking about Dreams and Nightmares, 100%. Yeah. Dreams and Nightmares.
Intro facts.
A Timeless Song. I think she's talking about Meek Mill. King Africa Max is Trap Queen. Socia says Versace, 100%. Versace was the start of the facts. triplet. When it came back,
the reemergence. Yeah. Bone Thugs really like.
Exactly. Bone Thugs, and I think 3-6 was also doing it too.
The internet. You heard that song, The Internet, where it's like, I bet this Patron.
Oh yeah, yeah. 100%.
That song is hard, bro. Yeah.
And I think Kanye has a really big influence on some of the best songs of the past decade from seeing that list. For me, my favorite song of the past decade still to this day is All of the Lights. I don't think any song production-wise, sampling-wise, anything is touching All the Lights. That's the definition of a perfect hip-hop song. It has all the elements of it, and it's completely original. You're not going to hear anything like that. What we got going on over here?
King African Max says Swag Surfing still get played today.
Yep.
Chief Keef don't like. Chief Keef don't like. Fuck, nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
I don't know. Well, I think another category, too, is replayability, like how many times it gets replayed. Like Swag Surfing still gets played to this day. I don't really hear
any part.
Yeah.
I feel you on that.
And Dreams and Nightmares, we still hear that.
Shout out T_is_so_nice. Respect. Thank you for tuning in. But top hip hop songs of the decade, bro. It's hard, bro. When you gotta really like set that bigger net, it's hard to just fish one out. Damn.
Well, let's think about who had influence. Like, so I think Kanye had influence. I think Kendrick had influence. I think
J. Cole.
J. Cole had influence. Definitely Odd Future had influence, man, on the past decade. I feel like they don't get enough recognition. Now you think about who came from it. Tyler doesn't get the recognition that he should.
Not even, yo, Earl Sweatshirt.
Earl Sweatshirt, 100%. Boy. As an artist, but I think Tyler had a bigger influence on the culture. You want to talk about the first cult movement? It came from Tyler.
Yeah.
Tyler created that whole cult hip-hop movement where you had people tattooing Odd Future on themselves.
Yeah, or Golf Wing. That shit, facts. Nah, Odd Future really set a trend. I think it's like the weirder you are, once you get on, the bigger your cult following will be.
But I don't think it's weird. I think we're looking for something different. We're getting fed the same thing every time. For example, Blueface. Look how much Blueface is getting attention now because it sounds, even though it sounds like E-40, it's different. We haven't heard that in a while. In the chat,
I just don't know how long the Blueface shit could last, but I feel you where. I feel where you're coming from. And that goes back to, I forgot which episode it was we was talking about it, but when I said it seems as if the art world is starving right now, as if people just want anything that's new, that's different, because they tired of the same old, same old.
But you could still be creative at the end of the day, like Odd Future was. Tyler was still super creative. The man was creating his own chords in hip-hop.
True. What about Joey Badass? But yeah, back to the
chat. Yeah, they had Joey on that list too. They did.
They have to, bro.
They had Joey on that list. And the chat says, Socio says you can't pick top. King African Max says I vote Swag Surf and Meek Mill intro for sure. That's the two they've been playing since UB days, 2000 to now. 100%. You're right. They never will because they were weird. Oh, she's talking about Odd Future. They're not standard hip hop. And that's what I'm saying. They're not standard, and I feel like they put a whole new style in hip-hop that made everything else okay. Everything, all that other weird stuff. She said they're not gangster. They're artistic and visual artists. They into business and making TV shows. They're also emotional on a different level, so it makes why they're not popping with standard hip-hop. Plus, Tyler a fool sometimes. King Afro Max says, them two songs not up for debate.
At all. What about In the Cut by Wiz?
I don't think it had as much.
You think it had its moment already?
I think if we're going to talk culture, I think Swag Surfing is the song of the past decade.
Yeah. Nah, Swag Surfing might. Yeah. Because you throw that shit on any party at any point.
Kids
in time,
know that. Yeah.
Right. Niggas going to huddle together like, oh my God. You feel me? Like, niggas used to have the whole party from the stage to the door, bro.
Yep.
Rocking. Like, that shit was crazy.
Yeah. I think that might have been the biggest hip hop song of the decade. Socio says, y'all never notice how rap artists take from other artists and people that they don't know about it, they say they biting when they really just trying to find it, make a different sound. I love how hip hop has different sounds nowadays. That gangster shit ain't helping the community, our youth, and that shit is bogus already. Absolutely. I agree.
Honestly and truly, it takes a lot of energy to be tough 24/7. Legit. So like, I get it, and waking up tough, going to sleep tough, imagine brushing your teeth.
You gangbanging at breakfast?
At breakfast, bro. Teeth,
on bacon?
Like, you like, nigga, yeah, fuck
yo, you ever tried to eat ice cream mad? It's hard.
Facts, bro. Oh, Shy just raised a great point. We need more R&B to balance the music world out. We need love. Ooh. Hold on. You get a couple of these for that. Respect.
I agree. I think R&B is coming back. I think that whole king of R&B debate that came out with Jacquees kind of, you know, people realize they had to step their game up. I think when it comes to R&B, I don't think that there was a lot of people putting out that content where, and then, no, actually, I could be lying because we had LMA, but as far as the comparison of how much hip-hop was being put out to how much R&B was put out compared to what it was back in the 90s when I would call it the R&B phase, I think we had a lot more back then than we do now. In the chat, Socia says, but like old-school R&B. Shy says, the world is a product of what we listen to every day and our environment. Socia says, facts. Shy says, love has went out the window, sort of, and drugs entered the picture in full throttle. That's interesting too, because I just want to go to the whole thing with Odd Future. We're gonna really talk about their impact and what they were doing. There was no real crazy drug talk. If now I think about it, Tyler wasn't ever really talking. He was joking about it. Like he would talk about slip myself a Zanny and then danced around in old pink panties. Like I remember that had happened, but
that's
actually I just realized that.
But it's like they got drowned out a long time ago. Like you know the negativity and shit sells, bro. So it's not ever gonna stop. Like as far as something else balancing it out, I think we just have to find better ways to market other kinds of music. You feel me? Because it's easy to market fuckery and bullshit and twerk music and trap music. But as far as R&B and shit, it's like niggas forgot how to do that.
Shout out to Chris 292 and Twitch, man. What's up, man? Thanks for tuning in. Right now we talking about top 10 songs in hip hop, man. Let us know what you think in the chat. Thanks for tuning in.
Yo, what's up, bro?
So going to the chat, because I want to go with something what Socio said about Tyler. But first thing that King Africa Max says, I think it's enough R&B, but no one checked for it. Honestly, that's true. Socio says, but then R&B artists get played by rappers. Like, stay your fake gangster ass in your lane and let us listen to love, motherfuckers. King Africa Max says, Eminem started drug rap. Future brought it back. And I want to go to
what that up last time too.
Yeah, and this is something Eminem, that Socio says. It's that Tyler talks about suicide, so people are not into that shit. He talks about dark shit, so people just want a fantasy. Cars, clothes, money, 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 drugs, ass money. They want to pretend like they gangster on their way to work. Like, nah.
Facts. The younger spill your coffee, man.
Chai says the younger crowd gets the shorter end of the stick because they're the one listening to music every day, all day, and being influenced by all the trap and drug use, and it's real sad. But what's interesting about what she said is she said Tyler was talking about a lot of dark music, and we think about it now, there is a lot more.
There's a niche for that.
Yeah, there is, and it works. You know, like we had the late great XXXTentacion, and his first debut album, 17, was all of that, and that's a phenomenal album. And you know, that's in my opinion, that's what really brought him to that level where people were like, "All right, this kid can make good music. This kid can talk about some real stuff, and it's not R&B." That even though it was dark, that album was pure love. It was pure love.
The reason I ever listened to XX because of that. Like when it dropped, I said I'm gonna put the look at me, fuck with me shit aside, and I'm gonna really hear what he gotta say. And when I heard the album, I'm like, wait, hold up. I'm like, nah, this is not the same kid. Like, he's incredible. Like, all jokes aside. And rest in peace. Sleep in peace, sleep in power. You already know that.
Yeah, shout out. His kid got born, Lil Yumi. Shout out to that, man.
Shout out Yumi. At 17, in
oh, Twitch. Wow.
Chris says, 17 wasn't that good. Why do you feel that way, bro? Let us know. Yo, Twitch is popping, right? I told y'all we syndicated. Like, we all
shout out to everybody that's tuned in on Twitch, YouTube, Periscope, Instagram. Make sure y'all tune in. Tune in every week. We Quality Time TV. Crowd gets to talk, and we also give away stuff. We pay people. It's time well spent.
Shout out Cupcakes by Mona. But back to the IG chat. Africa says, nah, Socio, Tyler lit. He did sell a fantasy to people who lived regular lives. He's actually super hip hop. He brought a new view, a view of casted out people. Respect of the outcast. Respect. Socio Trap said, all right, so I love hip hop and I also love rock music. So when the two combine, a la Linkin Park, let's never forget Hybrid Theory. But
that shit is pure talk life. About
right,
it.
Right. Talker. Nah, that shit is pure life because it's real life. It's emotions. That's what the youth needs, but people always talking shit. King Africa Max says that's why he's still here now. Respect. Tyler about to create his own cartoon, I think. I seen some shit on Adult Swim.
Yeah, he's a smart kid. He's a smart kid.
Socio Trap says, I love Tyler always, King African. You're so right. Shout out, I love Rocky. Respect.
Oh, shout out, Rocky. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You already know it's an Uptown Bronx thing. Socio Chat. Nah, I love Tyler. You misunderstood. I'm defending him, not going against. Shai just said, what's good, man? Oh, they about to have
a whole combo. Whole combo.
Thank you, Jay-Z. Oh, yeah. Jay-Z and Linkin Park definitely did do the ring. That's
Collision Course.
Facts.
Collision Course. That's been in the past decade, right?
Right.
Because that numb culture. Encore combo was something else. That was beautiful.
Yo, Hybrid Theory is kind of what introduced me to rock and roll. I'm not even gonna hold you. Like, before that, I wasn't really fucking with rock.
Oh,
like
word, Socio, R.I.P. Chester, definitely, oh, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, yes, R.I.P. Chester. Oh, my God, R.I.P. Chester. But Socio Trap, people always fuck with Linkin Park. Shaija says, her cupcake's good, y'all. Birthday baby. Look at her throwing the plug in. The respect.
Plug it.
Hold on, I'm reading it. You know why? Because we support Black business, Chinese business, all business. Fuck that. Her cupcakes good, yeah. Birthday, baby showers, weddings, liquor infused, so good.
Check it out. Talk about it. But facts. We're gonna have to start wrapping up because Instagram is about to do that thing where they kick us off. But this was a great episode. Thank you everybody who tuned in. We appreciate each and every single one of y'all.
Shout out Instagram.
Yes, shout out to everybody on Twitch that tuned in. Every Monday, 9 p.m., we will be here. Chris, thanks for tuning in. And everybody else, I see you. We're definitely going to be in touch with somebody. Somebody's getting paid today.
Somebody's getting paid. Crowd was jumping. Yo, Chris, if you on Twitch watching, just know that the crowd gets paid based off engagement, bro. So tune in. Let your friends know. Tell everybody, tune in. Yo, Newborn, you already know, bro. Bless up. Song is fire. Don't worry, Dean. Me and this nigga Shun dropped that track. We got you, bro. Yo, you already know who it is. It's your boy Lord, LDOTT, at LDOTT on IG. Tune in, check me out. Check out the new music.
Word.
My co-host.
Yo, DJ Dean. DJ Dean, thanks for tuning in. Quality time every Monday, 9 p.m. We also got some more shows coming out, so stay tuned. Got a lot of stuff going on. Before we get kicked off, man, I want to run Newborn's song again, man. We're going to run that back. Shout out, everybody. This is Newborn, his song, Coming Home. Make sure y'all check him out at Newborn on IG. That's it, y'all. We out of here. Peace.
Thanks for the love.
Big Rome on the track.
Oh yeah. All I want is for you and me to get it back how we used to be. Baby girl, we can't lose focus now. In the start, it was unity. Can't nobody say nothing about you to me. You would always be the first one to hold me down. But somehow love. Your heart hurt it a little. Something about a girl in Texas in the middle. Now you done gone, I'm out here looking for you. Wasn't loving the explanation that I give you, but please let me make it right now. I want you now, I want you home, I want you right now. I'm all alone and I demand a lot tonight now. You should be home, you should be laying with me right now, girl.
Since you've been away,
to be coming home to me. I know it's been a minute, and ever since you leave, I've been all alone, truly. I gotta admit it, I tell you that you need to be coming home to me. I know it's been a minute, and ever since you leave, I've been all alone, truly. I gotta admit it. It's been hard waking up for me, even though you've been gone just a couple weeks. Mama telling me you gotta let it go for now. My dog's telling me to let it be. So if it hit the strip club, that's a recipe. But I tell him nah, I'ma take it home for now. It ain't over. See, I want my girl, I want her right now. Don't want her road, I want go home, I want her right now. I'm all alone and I didn't make a lot of night now. Watch every note, say I got missing on her right now. To be coming home to me. I know it's been a minute, and ever since you leave, I've been all alone, truly. I gotta admit it, I tell you that you need to be coming home to me. I know it's been a minute, and ever since you leave, I've been all alone, truly. I gotta admit it, baby girl, you need to be coming home to me. I know it's been a minute, and ever since you leave, I've been all alone, truly. I gotta admit it, I tell you that you need to be coming home.